Matthew O'Coin is being compared to Mozart, Wagner, and Leonard Bernstein. He's worked with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and the Metropolitan Opera. Now this rising star is tackling his most ambitious project to date, his own opera, for which he's composed the music, written the words, and is conducting its Boston premiere. On top of all that, he's just 25 years old. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR has his story.
Matthew O'Coin's wearing his usual untucked button-down, his curly brown hair bouncing in sync with his baton as he rehearses the acclaimed ensemble A Far Cry.
Guys, quiet on stage, please, unless you need to be talking.
O'Coin's been working on his opera Crossing for more than 2 years. It's a dark exploration of poet Walt Whitman's time as a volunteer nurse in a Civil War hospital. The opera's based on the poet's diaries, and one entry in particular ignited O'Coin's imagination.
Whitman describes this young southerner, John Wormley, staring at him, you know, like, who is this middle-aged weirdo? What's he doing here? And that's basically it. He makes a cameo appearance, but I imagined who this person might have been and entirely fictionalized it. And there are betrayals and lies, and, you know, it's an opera. We got to have the blood and guts.
This opera is something of a test for O'Coin. Throughout the genre's history, one person usually writes the music while another conjures the words. The American Repertory Theater in Cambridge commissioned O'Coin to do both.
I can still barely believe they took a chance on me.
Then he makes an observation.
Classical music is obsessed with youth, and it's obsessed with old age. If you try to act like the young hotshot, they will eat you alive.
Oh, he's definitely precocious. There's no doubt about that.
Baritone Rod Guilfrey sings the role of Walt Whitman in Crossing. Guilfrey has worked with the young conductor at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. The veteran singer has performed a lot of contemporary opera, but he says this is the first where the composer is also librettist and conductor.
He could just be a composer. He could just be a conductor. He could just be a pianist. He could just be a poet or a critic. And yet he can do all of those things simultaneously. And it's pretty remarkable.
As for the music, the baritone says,
it's really got everything. And the choral writing is fantastic. You know, we've got 12 wounded soldiers who sing together these beautiful choruses that will just melt your heart.
The young composer grew up surrounded by art, theater, and music. His father, Don O'Coin, is a longtime Boston Globe drama critic, and Matthew studied at Juilliard, the Tanglewood Music Center, and Harvard. That's where American Repertory Theater artistic director Diane Paulus started courting him.
I think Matt is kind of a throwback to the time when you had composers who were conducting, writing the libretto, that's even more than usual. But he was a poetry major here at Harvard.
The Tony Award-winning director was blown away when she first heard O'Coin's music. ART was already part of a national project commemorating the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, and she thought, this is the guy to write our opera.
I'm in a sort of pinch-me moment of having met him in my office 3 years ago and just saying, you know, you should think about ART as a home for you. And just to think that from that one conversation was spawned this work of art.
Matthew O'Coin is definitely having a moment, but he's had his doubts.
And there was a time, I'm talking when I was really young, like 11, 12, when I just got a bit depressed by the way the classical music world functioned in relation to its audience and the way that, you know, kids my age were forced into playing music by their parents and so on. So I went off and mostly played jazz and rock for a few years, and I think it kept me from getting prematurely jaded, as so many of us composers do.
O'Coin recognizes the baggage and expectations that come with being labeled the next big thing, but his eyes appear to be wide open.
The best thing I can do is to make it all about the music.
And Matthew O'Coin will be doing that a lot because his calendar is filling up with new commissions. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea in Boston.